All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, Alito, WRMJ.com. Will you please, Nate Henry, do me a favor and say hi to Grandma?
Hi, Grandma Prouty.
So she was, I asked your dad if she was going to be at the game tonight, and he said, no, she'll be listening. And I said, well, at least we'll have one listener tonight. I'm so happy for you, and I told Coach Tay this before the game, because you got, you know, cheated out of a bunch of, I'll be the individual guy here, got cheated out of a bunch of stats last year, your junior year, and then you got cheated out of a postseason experience. So how special was this week for you in your senior year, and especially to come up here and get involved in a regional championship game like this tonight?
You know, it really means a lot. You know, we felt like we lost something special last year. Like, we felt like we could have gone far. But, you know, this year we're feeling the same way, and we're glad to have this opportunity, and we're thankful to be able to keep playing next week in sectionals.
Did you play every minute tonight, or did you come out at all?
I played every minute.
So how – and I know – many of the games that we broadcast this year, you played 32 minutes where you haven't sat out. Do you recollect how many of those games that you've played 32 minutes?
There's quite a few, for sure. It's a little tiring, but I'll try to stay conditioned as well as I can.
Yeah, because I want to say, I thought, was it the Monmouth-Roseville game I did? I thought, man, are they going to – did you play overtime against Monmouth-Roseville?
I did.
Yeah, and I thought you logged every – 36 minutes, and then they always usually put the best defender on you. Well, what did you think of the environment tonight, playing in this type of atmosphere and playing in this type of environment and playing that type of an opponent to try and win a regional championship game?
It was amazing. I mean, it's one of the biggest crowds I've had since my sophomore year, I would say, regional championship then. And it was incredible. You know, you barely could hear anyone talking, so you had to yell over each other. And, I mean, the atmosphere was just electric.
So what did you think the difference was tonight in this game? So 58-52 was the final. You know, you got up 9 early. And I told Coach Say, when they tied it 32-32 in the third, I'm like, I think this game, we better watch out because it might get away from us here in the third. So I told him, I said, I really credit the kids responding from that point on, kind of maintain that 6-4 point lead. What do you think the difference was tonight?
The reason why we won the game or had good success in the first half, I felt like, was defensive rebounding. And in that third quarter and later in the game, we kind of lost sight of that. But, you know, there was definitely possessions where defensively we were locked in. And, I mean, in the end, that's what really won us the game, the last, like, 3 or 4 possessions, you know, holding them to no points.
All right, so I was told you've made a decision to play college basketball. Is that what you want to offer breaking news tonight or not?
Yeah, I committed to Augustana for basketball.
All right, awesome, man. That's great. All right, so I heard Carson Clemmy say it and Coach Say say it about, you know, when you have backing at games and you have big student sections and people coming out to see the game, that matters, and that can be a difference maker. So that mattered tonight, right?
Oh, 100%. You know, at football, the Seattle Seahawks, they 12th man. And that's how it is with people in the stands. And they just electrify you and bring you more energy when you're feeling tired or down.
All right. And I know, I remember when you talk about the blast postseason experience. And I know you didn't feel good. And we were playing, where was that game at? It was in Princeton.
Yeah, Princeton.
Right? Against Minunk Field Crest.
Yeah.
So you get your crack at a sectional, so don't get sick between now and next week.
I hope I don't, because that's bad.
All right, Nate, fun watching you, and let's keep this season moving. Next week we'll see you in Mendota. Nice going tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, good to see Nate Henry. Another big night for him. 18 points as the Rockets win it 58-52, and we're going to get out of Dodge with a win tonight. Rockets beat Riverdale 58-52. We'll wrap it up after this on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.